This is a Leaning In Leadership minicast presented by Olivet Nazarene University and Shine.fm. Here's your host, Dr. Carlos Lonberger.
Today, I've got a good friend of mine, Tim Fisher, who is the lead pastor at Crossroads Community Church in Goshen, Indiana. Tim, welcome. Glad you're here, buddy.
Hey, man. Glad to be a part of this with you, Carlos. This is a good time. I'm leaning in really close for our Lean In experience together, Carlos.
Yeah, we're leaning in from a social distance of video conferencing. Right?
Which makes it okay. We're okay.
Don't lean in too far, you know. But today we're going to be talking about how you actually are navigating some of the challenges of the COVID-19 crisis at the moment. Your congregation and with what you're doing there, creative ideas. We're just trying to share some resources for pastors to get an idea of how to be and lead the church through this uncharted time. This is a crazy season for the church. No one expected this. There's no ministry class that could have prepared you for this. Tim, start us off and just kind of talking about what your church and what your team is doing to creatively navigate these waters.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question, a great topic, Carlos. For us, it was just trying to figure out how we navigate this new reality, because this is, I mean, it's essentially normal for us for at least the next 6 to 8 weeks. That's how we're looking at it. And so we really, I mean, we kind of cleared the schedule. We went completely blank and just built what we're doing in ministry from the ground up. Started Monday afternoon and then Tuesday of this week, we just had a massive brainstorm session with all of our staff, everybody, just to see how we maximize ministry going forward. We have campus pastors now that don't have campuses that are alive. You know, we have all these ministries that they just can't meet anymore. So what does this look like? How are we effective? Now, everybody's doing online right now. I mean, we're probably gonna have more online church than ever before, you know, for the next few weeks, which is great. I love that. But we didn't want to give up and stop there. We were just trying to bend the curve our direction and do everything we could to just try to create something that would be different and have some sort of sense of normalcy, something exciting to provide during this time. And we stumbled upon the idea of drive-in church, which I know a few other churches have broadcast in the last few days that they're going to be doing the same thing. Now, we realized that you could still keep your social distancing, right? You could maintain your space if you stay in your car, right? And so what we did is we called a local company. It had just like a jumbo, you know, a jumbotron on a video. It's like a big video truck. It boosts itself like 19 feet in the air and has its own FM station that broadcasts the parking lot. I mean, it ends up being plug and play. We plug in our live stream that's happening in the church right out to the jumbotron. And we're offering drive-in church this Sunday at all of our normal, regular scheduled service times. And it's a hit, man. We'll see how it comes out. I say it's a hit because on social media, it's like it's blowing up. But we'll see how it looks on Sunday. But I mean, my thing is, anything we can do right now as a church to encourage people, to bring hope, faith over fear, I mean, all of these things, and just have some sort of sense of normalcy, I think that's a part of the puzzle of what's happening right now. So we're excited to navigate that and try to be creative and figure out ways for people to still gather without, you know, breaking any rules or putting anybody at risk, because that's priority number one. But if we can figure out a way to do it and navigate that, well, then we're going to.
For the jumbotron, then, if you're piping out your worship team on the platform in the building, are you wide-angle lens for them to all be 6 feet apart? Or is your drummer the one in the cage the only safe one?
Yeah, if he's in the cage, dude, he's the safest. I saw some meme floating around this week that the drummers at church will be the safest people through the COVID-19 virus. Because they're always isolated anyway in those cages. I mean, we're trying to think next steps down the road, too, because if you're watching this, you probably can't do something like this between now and Sunday. But be thinking ahead about what you can do for Palm Sunday or Easter Sunday. My contention would be you don't have to have a jumbotron. We have a lot of people who come out to Crossroads. You might be in a situation where you just do drive-in church. Come out and have a microphone set up on a sound system and have everybody sing together. I mean, honestly, I think people are looking, especially as this progresses, they're going to be looking for any excuse to get out of their house, and everybody's going to be going stir crazy. So anything we can do to offer them a gathering that's still safe and within the, you know, the confines that we find ourselves in, I think are going to be wins for us. It's just something different, and I think people appreciate it. It keeps us relevant in the middle of the chaos that's happening around us.
That's so good. A couple of different things that I want to touch on. One, you mentioned, and I've heard you talk about this before, so this is a little off topic, but I think it's a great philosophy in this season. We're hearing everything of flattening the curve for this thing. But you guys use this term of bending the curve to your benefit. In about 90 seconds, it's a big philosophy, I get that. But unpack that a little bit as it is kind of relevant to this new normal.
I think the best way to describe that in the reality that we're using it, it's just being light enough on our feet to recognize, all right, things are different. So what is it that we can do that maximizes the time that we're putting in? I mean, what is going to be the biggest bang for our buck? And utilize our resources in the best possible way that we don't have people going out, you know, every other direction, you know, for no purpose. It's really being focused on what gets the max amount of response and let's call it return on investment for the time and investment that we're putting in. Because we're talking about kingdom investment here. What is it that we can do that we can really focus in on that creates something different, that creates, let's call it a spectacle because it's drive-in church, right? That gets people's attention and that we use it for good. When we're talking about bending the curve, that it's how do we utilize our resources and get the most out of the effort that we're putting in? It's kind of the idea of work smarter, not harder. Let's try to figure out how we can work in such a way that we're getting the biggest bang for our buck. And staying ahead of what everything else is doing. So yeah, I guess that would be the best way to summarize that.
That's really good. So at some point, we're going to schedule another podcast episode to dig deeper into that and unpack that a little bit more. Because sometimes I don't think we always consider how to best bend the curve in our direction. Another question is, I know you guys at Crossroads have a pretty significant and substantial online presence already, as it is.
Sure.
How has this situation and these circumstances impacted and changed what you've already been doing in your social media presence?
Honestly, the way we're looking at this is an opportunity for us because as much as we don't like the rug being pulled out from under us and everything being turned upside down, because let's face it, our reality has completely changed and we don't know how long, we don't know what it looks like after it's all over. Honestly, we're all grappling with new reality right now, whether it's church or college, university, I mean, whatever, all of our jobs. I think everything looks a little bit different after we go through something like this. But the reality is we're just trying to figure out how we can make ourselves better through this process. How do we refine the process? So if we're able to reach more people on our online platform, well, now we're in a situation where we don't have a live audience. What are the things that we always dreamed about doing in the room that we couldn't because there were people in the room, right? And how do we implement those in such a way that it increases the quality and the presence of our online campus? We're toying around with ideas. We're doing things a little bit differently because we can. And again, it's just kind of, you approach everything as a clean slate. Like, what's your dream? How would you like to do this? Because in the room, sometimes you're limited on camera angles and movement because you don't want anybody to distract the live audience. Well, now we can do anything we want in that room because there's literally no one there, right? So we're just going to be experimenting, trying new things. And honestly, I think these are opportunities that if we lean into them and we give the effort right now, I think we come out the other side of this, you know, 6 to 8 weeks, 2 to 4 months, 2 to 4 years. We come out the other side of this stronger and with momentum. That was our goal right out of the gate. It's how do we take this as an opportunity to grow, to refine our processes, what we're doing, and actually build momentum during this time instead of lose it. We don't have all the answers, but we're just trying to be as creative as possible just to keep pressing on and do everything we can to keep connecting people with Jesus.
Just kind of one last question that
sure.
I'm really curious to see how you would brag about your team through this creative process. I know a lot of the folks on your staff, they're exceptional folks.
Oh, yeah. Here's the thing. I think you have to be reliant on the people around you, especially in these times. I've got people on my team who are extraordinarily gifted in areas that I am not. And so these are the times where you let them speak into the whole process. Like I said, Tuesday morning and Wednesday morning, we came back-to-back days and had everybody at the table. Every single person on our staff had the opportunity to speak in their ideas, their thoughts. We brainstormed and we kind of filtered down, you know, all of the best ideas that we had to about 8 things that we realized these are the 8 things that for the foreseeable future, this is what church looks like. These are the best things we can do to connect with our people, to keep moving the ball forward. And that came from the creativity of everyone in the room. And yeah. So now we figure out, okay, this is our new reality. These are the 8 most important things. Now it's whatever your job description was before this, it's kind of radically changed, right? Focus on this. How are you going to accomplish this goal? And everybody gets it because they've all pitched into the idea, right? They're all in. We have new roles for the next few weeks. because we want to bend the curve. We want to make the most of this opportunity, get the best bang for our buck in terms of working smarter, not harder, and getting the most out of what we're putting into this. And so it's kind of that all-in philosophy. But I mean, it is. It's a great team of people. In these moments, you got to let your leaders fly. And that's what I'm trying to do. And they're doing a great job.
In all honesty, you're a great leader. You have a great team around you. And I love seeing and watching what you guys are doing to creatively address ministry in this new normal. One other thing, just 30-second encouragement to other pastors, piece of advice, anything you'd want to share with the listeners today?
Yeah, you know, I think my word of advice is don't panic. When things happen like this, we all deal with the same issues and the struggles and worries. I mean, we're all wondering how long can we manage financially through all of this? Yeah. How do we still stay relevant? How do we connect people with Jesus when we're all isolated in our homes? Just continue being you. Be aggressive. If the best thing you can do is walk through your roster of people as a pastor and call everybody and connect with them, let them know you're praying for them, that you care for them, that's going to make a huge difference in the lives of a lot of your people. So start where you're at, do what you can, and do your best here over these next few weeks and months to just stay connected and be a spiritual leader. Because the bottom line is, and this has been heavy on my heart, we are in a place where every single distraction has been taken away from us. So when you consider, like right now, I would be sitting, you know, around cheering for March Madness right now, right? My whole schedule, because I'm a sports nut, has been completely cleared out. I can't go see a movie. I can't go out to dinner. I mean, nothing. We can't even go to the beach now in Florida. What? So, I mean, all of the distractions have been taken completely away. And these are the moments where God gets our attention. Something I've been thinking about is just because we have to be socially distant, it doesn't mean we're spiritually distant. This is an opportunity for us to really clear the mechanism, refocus, and draw close to Jesus. And so my challenge to our people is, what if we look back in these few weeks of the coronavirus? Yeah, they rocked our world. But what if we look back and realize these were the best weeks of our lives, or we drew closer to Jesus than we ever did because all of the distractions, all that stuff was pulled out of our lives. And so I think we lean into that and lead spiritually our people during this time because we have an opportunity here to really change the whole dynamic and draw close to Jesus.
Tim, thank you so much for being with us.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure, Carlos.
Folks, if you enjoyed this content, this conversation, just like and share, comment on that. Wherever you consume this kind of content and on social media, share that. We'd really appreciate you helping us getting the word out. And remember, as a leader, you're not just in the people business. Your business is people.
Thanks for listening to this mini cast of the Leaning In Leadership Podcast from Olivet Nazarene University and Shine.fm. Be sure to follow us on social media and watch for upcoming episodes released the first Thursday of every month.